Christian Parenting.
This is Be Love, Do Good Podcast, and I'm your host, Christy Hayes, mama to two, founder of Be Strong Story, and author of the children's book, The Lunchbox Note, a true story of how a lunchbox note that said, be strong, protect the weak, love everyone, changed our life, and created a mission for our family. Join us each week for conversations that inspire our families to live out true compassion, kindness, and what it looks like to be love and do good in our communities. It may take us out of our comfort zones, you guys, but I promise it will put us on a path to see others, love others, and quite possibly change the world. Hey everyone, welcome to Be Love, Do Good Podcast. I'm your host, Christy Hayes, and I just want to say thank you so much for being a part of our podcast today. I know that the Christmas season has ended. We are past all of the craziness of this season, and I hope it truly was just a remarkable Christmas for you, that you got to reflect and be with your families. I know sometimes it can be really tricky when it comes to, hi Rocky, my dog's coming in. I know it can be really tough sometimes for families who have lost others or who are grieving, or maybe you just don't have a place at the table this year for your favorite family member. And we've gone through that the last few seasons, and it's really rough. So I just want to say I'm sorry, and I know that a lot of us can have or seem like we have this wonderful, magical Christmas season, but behind some of those twinkling lights are some hard and really sad moments. And so I just want to recognize that for those who might have gone through Christmas and it felt different, or it felt like a loss, or you felt some grief, and there's that beautiful tension of feeling like love and joy and happiness, but also feeling sadness and also feeling, you know, some grief in there. So I just want to recognize that and just say, hey, you made it through the Christmas holiday wherever you are. And I think for me in this part, right before we start January 1st, and right before we start this season of what are we going to do next year, which that is who I am. Let me just be clear. I am the girl who is a forward thinker. I'm a future thinker. I'm the January girl. I'm like, what can we do next? What is on the agenda for this year? What are the dreams and the hopes and the mission and the values and all the things? I love to do that. But sometimes what I've learned is that I forget to reflect on what has been. The good, the bad, the celebrations, the things that were lost, the things that we learned from. I a lot of times forget to reflect on that. And so I just wanted to lead us through something that I have done with my family to help us reflect, some questions that I wanted to give you, and then just one little thing that I love to do to reflect with our family. Because I think sometimes, you know, we'll look at our calendar and think, what do we even do this past year? But when we go back and look at our calendar, which is what we do, I go back through the calendar and kind of look at the trips and look at the experiences and the moments. And I'm sure people who are really awesome at like journaling and scrapbooking have all that already. But I'll show you how I do it. I'm not as probably organized as a lot of people are, but it's just to help my family reflect. And it gives us this sense of gratitude. Gratitude of what this year has been and how we can be thankful for one another. So let's go ahead and get started. So the first thing is we have some questions to remember well, and I'll put this in the show notes as well. But here are some questions that I like to ask our family. And we usually do this on New Year's Eve, right before the new year. But here are some questions. What were some of your favorite parts of the year as a family? What were some of the favorite parts? And some of your kids might remember some of them. You might have to, you know, jog their memory. And we like to go through the calendar and be like, okay, this is what we did in December and last year in January and February and March and remember this trip and those kind of things. So that's kind of fun to have your calendar in front of you and kind of go through that and see what were some of your favorite trips or memories. So what are some of your favorite parts of the year? What brought us joy this year? What did we miss the most? What were some things that we missed this year? What did we, you know, what were some things that we learned this year? Who are some people who encouraged us this year? And how can we thank them? I think this is a huge one for kids to say, who are the people in your life that really meant something to you? Whether it was a friend who wrote a really sweet note to you, whether it was a teacher or a coach who invested a lot of time. These are wonderful ways to help your kids remember that there are just some incredible people in this world, and then to give them gratitude by thanking them. And then I always ask our family as well, as we start to do our mission for this year and we kind of go over what our mission was last year. You know, our mission is very the same every year. Be strong, protect the weak, love everyone. But I like to ask, how did we do that this year? Did we do that well? Did we love others well? And if we say that we did love others well, how did we love others well? What were some ways that we did that? So those are just some questions. I'll put those in the show notes, of some things that we like to reflect on, some questions that we like to ask so that we can just reflect and have gratitude for the year. Has this podcast impacted your life? You're not alone. This podcast is part of the Christian Parenting Podcast Network of 37 total shows that reach hundreds of thousands of other parents just like you. We are so honored to be a part of their network. They provide digital and printed resources, encouragement that is rooted in biblical truth, and they have an entire network of faith-based podcasts just for families, including this one. But as you know, creating resources and running podcasts, it's not free. And so as a donor-based ministry, Christian Parenting relies on generous donors just like you to continue to make podcasts like mine happen. So if you love this podcast, and I hope you do, would you consider giving a year-end gift to Christian Parenting? We are seeking to raise $23,661 by December 31st so that we can continue to produce the podcast and reach even more parents in 2024. Every gift matters and every gift makes a difference. You can give your best gift by December 31st to help end the year strong and reach our goal. Give today at cpgive.org. That's cpgive.org. Another thing that I love to do, and this is probably like similar to people who make the big, you know, books, the scrapbooks, all of those things. So what I do is I take my phone, and you guys will die if you knew how many pictures I had on my phone. I think we're up to 41,000 right now. I know. I'm so sorry. Some of you are just like, I have to turn the podcast off right now. I can't even listen to this person because that's so stressful for me. But what I do is I go through each month and I go through all of the pictures, kind of just like scrolling pretty fast because I kind of know what we did on those months. And I favorite those pictures or select them. And then I throw them into a album. So for this year, a 2023 album. So of all the things that we did, so whether it be a trip, whether it be a sports game, whether it be something, I don't even know. I haven't done it this year yet. I'm about to do it. But all the different moments, and I put them into a file in my photos, in my iPhone. And then what I do is I make them into just a little video on my iPhone. All you have to do is literally your iPhone does it for you. They make it for you. If you have a little folder that you've put in your photos, you can make it into a slideshow. Super, super easy. And then I just mirror it to our TV. That's it. So we will have a night that we spend together where we do some reflection questions of what did we love, what were some of the joys, who were some of the people that were encouraging to us, all those questions that I told you. And then I will put on the TV screen some of our favorite moments, put them to music. Again, iPhone does this for you, but it just kind of shows a reflection time of what to be grateful for the year. And so I hope that's something, it's something we've done for the past, 4 or 5 years. I love it. I love being able to just reflect. And before I get to the goals and what did we accomplish and, you know, what are we going to accomplish next year? We have a little thing that we do for that, which I'll share on another podcast in January to kind of help make some family missions and reflect on some goals maybe your kids had. Because I think that's really important. As I talk to more people who have been doing this for a really long time or who have been, you know, teaching parents or who are psychologists, they really talk about how reflection is a really huge piece. And then also knowing where you're going, the goals that you have for your life, how to meet those goals, and to see if you're getting to where you want to go. And I think as a family, it's so important to know who we want to be, what do we want to be known for, what's the character that we want from ourselves, from our kids. Those are all wonderful things. So in the next couple of weeks, I will be sharing how we do that and just some tips. But I hope this gives you just a fun activity to do maybe for New Year's Eve that you do with your family. You reflect on just this wonderful year, whether honestly wonderful maybe for some, and it might have been a really horrible year for some. But what I found, we had one of the hardest seasons about 3 years ago. A lot of deaths in our family, a lot of things that really, if I would have asked like my kids, hey, what was great this year? It would have been hard. Like we would have had to literally sit there for a second and be like, this year actually was pretty brutal. But what I found, even in the most brutal, and it's okay to recognize that, like, hey, this year was brutal. I'm not going to sugarcoat it and say it was amazing because it wasn't. It was actually really hard and we barely got through it. That's okay. You are going to have seasons like that. All of us will. All of us will have these seasons of years that we reflect on and we're like, wow, that was so hard. How did we survive that? So don't think that every reflection year you're going to be like, oh, it was the most wonderful year of our life. But what I found is that when I do reflect, even in those seasons that were so stinking brutal, that we were like, get me out of this year, there were still moments of great joy, of great happiness, sweet and tender moments that we had, that we, you know, held on to each other for dear life and clung to one another. And instead of just skipping past those, which is very easy for me to do, I'm an Enneagram 7. I love things that are fun. And if it's uncomfortable, I want to fix it and not be in that space. But what I've learned through some just seasons of brutalness is that I have to go through those and I got to reflect on that. I don't get to just skip through those. And so I think it's important to help our kids see that too, is to model a behavior where even if it's been a really hard year and honestly, we just want to skip over it and be like, give me this next year. I'm so excited for a new year. It's okay to say that, but I think it's also okay to model to our kids like, hey, we're not going to skip over this year. Let's reflect on some of the things that we learned. Let's reflect on some of the things that were really hard. Let's reflect on the things that were joyful. Let's reflect on God's goodness even through the hard. And I think that's what I love teaching my kids through. For me, it's journaling or going back and doing, you know, these videos or, you know, the questions that we ask or the pictures that we show, is just to show to our kids that God's goodness is even in the hardest moments. And it is sprinkled throughout every single season. And he is there every single season, the good, the bad, the celebrations, the hard. And so this is why truly I love to reflect on the year. I hope that just gives you some ideas and some things that you guys can do just to reflect well at the end of this year. I hope that you really truly did have a good year. And if it was a brutal year, I'm praying for the best in this next season. Thank you so much for being with us this year of podcasts. And I'm so excited for this next season. Have a great rest of your 2023 and we'll see you in 2024. Don't want anything.